New York is one of only two states that prosecutes 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a broad-based coalition is hoping that getting the word out about the issue will lead to legislation to change it.
North Carolina is the only other state that starts treating children 16 and older as adults in the criminal justice system. The problems with that, says Marsha Weissman, executive director of the Center for Community Alternatives, is that these kids don't get funneled into developmentally appropriate programs and are instead placed in facilities for adults. She emphasizes that kids accused and convicted of more serious crimes, like robbery or manslaughter, would still face jail time only in a developmentally appropriate facility. Weissman says most of the crimes committed by 16 and 17-year-olds involve minor charges, things like petty larceny or fighting. And getting a criminal record at an early age can change the course of someone's life.
The collateral consequences means that you can never put your past behavior behind you, no matter how rehabilitated you've been. And for 16 to 18-year-olds to have that saddled, to have that mistake haunt you for the rest of your life is really counterproductive.
These changes have been proposed in New York State in the past without success. Among the concerns are higher costs that are associated with these more intensive juvenile services. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.